Sure about this and a bit nervous, says, "But of that beast I fear the worst." And the third, Billy Goat, who has no conscience, says, "I've got a plan, but you go first." To which the first Billy Goat replies, "Great." The goat over the bridge, where he's met by a fearsome cockney troll. "I'm a troll in a hole, and I don't go around saying foley roll. I merely guard this bridge and deny you your passage. And now I'm gonna eat you, starting with your head." Nice. First, Billy Goat pleads for his life, as you would, and says, "Please don't eat me, for I'm just a tiny billy goat. My big bro will be here in a mo, and he's much bigger, you can eat him instead." The troll says, "Well, that's not very nice, is it?" "Hold on a minute, you were about to bite my head off a minute ago, and now you're lecturing me on morality." "Alright, since you put it that way, fair enough. Off you go. Thank you." Here comes the middle-sized Billy Goat. "I'm a troll in a hole." "Oh, are you the one that says foley roll?"
"No.
I merely guard this bridge, as I said before, and deny you your passage. And now I'm gonna eat you, starting with your head." "Hold on a minute. That bridge passage bit doesn't scan very well, does it?" "I'm a troll, not a bleeding poet laureate. Come here." Wait a minute. "My big bro will be here in a mo, and he's much bigger. You can eat him instead." "Not a close family, are you?" "No, not really." "Well, hold on a minute. I've already fallen for this once today. Are you sure he's coming?" "Yes, that's him over there, look." "What, the fat lad?" I don't know who I was looking at, by the way. Just like, "Oh, charming." "What, the fat lad?" "Yes, that's the one."
"Oh, all right.
Off you go." "Thank you."
Oops. Yes, I was worried about that bit. Here comes the big Billy Goat.
Your cue's coming up very shortly. Watch out for him.
"I'm a troll in a hole."
"Oh, and do you know, I believe you don't say foley roll." "Sorry. I merely guard this bridge and deny you your passage. And now I'm going to..." Could we just say something?
"All right then."
"Well, that's not really saying anything, is it? You just... running at me really fast in a kind of charging manner. Getting
getting very close now with your great big pointy ever been performed, and there's a reason for that. May not get a second time round, but you were here. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiger Moth Tales has a new album coming out very soon. Hopefully, I'm not really supposed to tell anyone yet, but hopefully, Chris, shall I tell him? Oh, no, no. Well, hopefully in November. please don't collapse on my stage. Yes, we have this CD that Chris mentioned, sorry, that Leo mentioned earlier, and it features a new track from the new album, so it's a little bit of a taster, along with a few other bits and pieces, some Genesis stuff and some live stuff, and hope you enjoy those. And but this is a track that's not on the CD, and this is the first time this one's ever been played. So that's how we got this one. This is from the album, which is called The Depths of Winter, and this track is called The Tears of Frigga. It's a Viking legend about the fall of Balder, and it goes something like this.